每早晨，这都是新的。神的城市极其广大，亲爱的听友弟兄姊妹早安，你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
3月25日，保持敏感。没有爱心的就不认识上帝。约翰一书4章8节。耶稣曾在朋友的坟墓旁流泪，曾为耶路撒冷城丧失原有的神圣而哀哭。他心灵的伟大在于敏感他人的需求。为了突出人与人相互之间的爱，他将旧约中的诫命改为你当尽心爱神，爱人如己。这代人是粗犷的。我曾听一个小男孩吹嘘说自己是如何的强硬。他说，在我住的地方，你走出去的越远就变得越强悍，而我住在最后一所房子。因此，除非你懂得怜悯同情他人的悲伤、不幸、苦难价值，你才明白什么是真正的幸福。让我们一同祷告。主耶稣啊，让我学习你怜悯之心，使我有真正的爱。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
March 25th, be sensitive. If a person isn't loving and kind, it shows that he doesn't know God, for God is love. 1 John 4:8. 8. Jesus wept tears of compassion at the graveside of a friend. He mourned over Jerusalem because, as a city, it had lost its appreciation of the things of the Spirit. His great heart was sensitive to the needs of others. To emphasize the importance of man's love for men, he revised an old commandment to make it read, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and thy neighbor as thyself. This generation is rough and tough. I heard a little boy boasting one day about how tough he was. He said, On the street I live on, the farther out you go, the tougher they get, and I live in the last house. Until you've learned the value of compassionately sharing others' sorrow, distress, and misfortune, you cannot know real happiness. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, sensitize my heart with your compassion so that I may truly love. In your holy name, I pray. Amen.